Yo, what's up? This one's gotta be short as shit, dog. It's 6:13 a.m. and it's 6:30 a.m. I need to be downstairs getting a car to go to this Bob and Tom show, because it's like an hour away from where we are. So this can't even be 10. Maybe I'll record this now and then even come back and record more later. I don't know. Or this is really fucking 5 minutes. Either way, I'm not really sure. But it might just be the shortest episode ever. I think we're going to go with that. So I'm in Bloomington, Indiana. It's pretty cool. It's a cool town. And I dig it. Club here is really fucking cool too. Comedy Addict in Bloomington, Indiana. It's if you can go there, if you're like around, check it out. It's pretty cool. Sorry, this is just fucking ridiculous. Early. I went to bed like midnight. That's not too bad. Like, I made an effort to like go to sleep, you know. But I don't know, let's do news for like a few minutes and then wrap it up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I feel like an idiot right now. I don't know how I'm gonna be on like radio, but I have an hour drive, so I'll like kind of get into it. Woman 25 convicted for making up fake rape claims against 15 innocent men. Oof. Well, that's bad. That's gonna, and not to mention that's gonna be the thing that, I don't know, it's, yeah. Well, because then it's going to be like when anybody gets accused of rape. But what about this lady that did this crazy thing? I mean, I feel bad for these dudes. I didn't even want to read that story. It's a fucking... That's a mess. Well, they caught her. St. Louis will drop minimum wage from $10 to $7.70. Huh. Well, St. Louis, that sounds, this whole minimum wage thing, I can't get my head around, like, why? They're, like, $7.70? Like, what the fuck is that? Make it $2 then. It's, make it nothing. Make it, and then just say, we don't have to pay you shit. Or, you're lucky to have a job that pays you nothing. $7.70, fuck you. That's an insult. I tell you, this class war, we gotta get it going. There's so many poor people. And even, you know what? Everything below rich is fucking poor. All we gotta do is take out the top. I mean, less than 10%. I mean, top 1% for sure. They might want to break down. Top, and I don't mean take out. I mean, we put them in camps. We put them in like an internment camp situation. Not a, you know, like they did with the during World War II in America. We're not talking labor camps. We want to. They'll be, all their stuff's gone. They lose all that, and you know, there's a fenced off area that they live in. I mean, it's not ideal, but we gotta even out the economics of the situation, and it's fine. And here's the thing about their money. It's not gonna be distributed. You know what? Not distributed. Maybe the land and things like that, the property, I'll figure that out. But the money, get this, is just destroyed, erased, right? Now the money's just gone. Now that, in turn, raises the value of everybody's money. So it doesn't, it's not like, oh, let's give that, it's just gone. We destroy it. Get taken out of the whole system. So now there's less money. I think that would work. I know the internment camps are hard sell and inhumane. And this is all a joke that I don't want anything to really happen. Let's not take this when I run for Congress and put it... Well, I'd probably run for Congress on this actual platform. And I don't think I'd win. Unfortunately, people don't want to think about new ideas. You know, do the same thing over and over again. That's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing twice. I'm joking again. Why am I keep saying I'm joking? I'm fucking... Oh, okay, one more. And this last story, and then I gotta go. Because I gotta pee, and then I gotta throw on some clothes, I gotta brush my teeth, and I gotta be down that lobby, get myself a coffee, and off to bring this fabulous wit to the radio, to the real radio. And then see what they think about my class war ideas. I don't think I'm going to bring that up on there. Because it's just divisive. Okay. First day of recreational marijuana sales generate about $500,000 in taxes. This is in Nevada. Look at that. Half a mil in taxes one day. What we could do with all that. All right, so what else do you need to know? Make more money. We don't need a class war. We just need to legalize that weed. There you go. Just do that. All right. Tomorrow will be better, longer show. It'll be longer than this. 8 minutes. Sorry, so short. But oh, fuck, I really got to go. So this is not going to go up till later because I obviously don't have time to put it up now. But it'll be up this afternoon. Well, it's up now. You heard it. What the fuck am I explaining? Something that already happened. Fucking idiot. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow. We love you.